Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
I've told you many times, and I told you going into this season, we did the show, I guess it was a week or two. It was maybe a week or two before the NFL regular season started. And I remember the topic well, and I try to go back in my show notes, and I said to you, look at the NFL analysts from ESPN, CBS, Bleacher Report, NFL Network, and how many of them picked the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC or to go to the Super Bowl this year. And then I pointed out to you that these same analysts over and over again picked the Green Bay Packers to go to the Super Bowl year after year. And they never objectively understand the warts of the franchise. They never seem to figure it out. I don't get it. Especially when I look at what Mike McCarthy did as the Green Bay coach. I don't know if you would consider it overachieving at any point. I don't think he's an overachiever. And I would tell you, Doug Peterson winning a Super Bowl with Nick Foles last year was overachieving. That's an overachieving victory. That Brian Billick winning a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer. And Trent, I'm sorry, don't get mad at me. I'm a big Trent Dilfer fan, love his analysis. But Trent, if you're hearing this, I'm sorry, but that's a big accomplishment. It's not a big accomplishment to win with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. But to not win with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback is almost a bigger thing to notice on the resume, that you're not winning with him. Somebody's going to step into that job. I don't know who it's going to be. But if it's one of these young innovators, and I keep hearing, what young innovative coach wouldn't want to work with Aaron Rodgers? I would tell you, the young innovative coach, watch your back. Watch your back, unless you are just willing to go in there and literally lick the boots of Aaron Rodgers. Because if you don't think he's the guy who you just have to cater to. Now, some will say that's great. He's one of the great players of the game. He should be catered to. Okay, you go with that. I don't agree. That job's very attractive because of the stability that was given to it. Whatever the head coach is, there's always stability offered to you in Green Bay. They're not a knee-jerk organization. They tend to be particularly loyal. But this is a new day. And if you fire Mike McCarthy, whoever comes in there is expected to win. And they're not going to be expected to win in a few years. They're going to be expected to win in the window of Aaron Rodgers. And if you don't think that Aaron Rodgers is muscling you out of the way for mirror time, you're out of your mind. You're going to walk into that job, and you got to remember the quarterback is the star of the team. He's the guy. He's the guy you have to answer to. He's the guy that's your boss. Don't let it be spun to you any other way in the interview. Yeah, we're hiring you to be the head coach, but Aaron's going to do what you want to do. Anybody buying that? Does anybody actually believe that? Yeah, Aaron's really looking forward to working with you. Uh-huh. Yeah. Are you bringing Aaron his coffee the way he likes it? Are you doing things exactly the way he likes it? Whoever takes that job better have a strong backbone. And I think whoever gets that job in Green Bay has to be more of a veteran coach, has to be somebody who understands they're willing to bow to what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. See, to me, I think that would be like an ideal spot for Bruce Arians. If Bruce Arians wanted back in, I think that would be the kind of ideal spot for him. Because Bruce would be looking for that one last run at it. And then he'd have a guy in Aaron Rodgers. He wouldn't care. Bruce Arians wouldn't care at all about taking a back seat to his quarterback, especially when he had a quarterback of that caliber. Some young, bright, innovative mind? They're going to say, wait a minute. I'm being hired because I'm young and I'm bright and I'm innovative. They should listen to me. I would tell the young coach, the guy who wants to build his resume, the guy who wants to prove himself in the NFL for the first time, it sounds attractive. Yeah, I'm going to go work with Aaron Rodgers because I'm in a great position to win. Uh-huh. Let me assure you, you're going to do everything Aaron wants to do, and then everybody's going to give Aaron all the credit. Oh, well, he had Aaron Rodgers. Your entire legacy will be, well, can he win without Aaron Rodgers? It's not the job for you. That is not the place you want to be for the young, innovative coach.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.